Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you so much.
Great to have you here on the Dr. Geo Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So how's everything going?
All is well, can't complain. All is well. How about yourself?
Great. I was enjoying the church medley.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's one of my favorite songs.
I understand you're very talented. A lot of musical gifts.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how did you get started?
Well, I got started playing the trumpet when I was 12 years old. I actually played the clarinet at first and then moved to the trumpet because I liked the way it sounds. And I went from playing in church to playing, to studying the trumpet. I studied formally with Wynton Marsalis and Vincent Chickiewicz of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And from there, I went to Rutgers, attended Rutgers University and studied with the great Bill Fielder and Terrence Blanchard, and just, you know, just I studied jazz and classical formally, and all while I was doing that, I was actually still playing in church.
Wow. You have quite many inspirations there.
Yes. I have quite a few people that inspired me.
Just amazing.
Yes, thank you so much. I really like what I do. I love what I do.
Are you also touring or anything presently?
Yeah, actually, I'm in the process of a. I'm in the middle of a pre-release tour for my sophomore project Winter, which will be out on August 26th. So I'm in the process of touring a pre-release tour. I just got back from New Orleans, and then I just got back from Daytona Beach, and so we got that moving, and we're really excited.
Oh, well, we'd love for you to come up here to Detroit, Michigan.
Oh yeah, I'm looking towards coming that way sometime in the fall.
Okay. Yeah, up here there's a big demand for beautiful music like yours.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, and when I come through, I'll be sure to come by and say hello.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, that would be great.
So I know you said you studied formally also music. You have a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing. Tell us a little bit about that. I bet that was a lot of work.
Yeah, well, my master's degree is in jazz composition and arranging and film scoring. So I studied with Frank Foster, who was the composer and arranger of the Count Basie Orchestra. I got my master's degree from NYU. So I got a chance to study how to write, you know, how to write and compose and arrange music for all levels of instrumentation, from clarinet to saxophone and including the human voice.
Wow. Did you have to do, like, some sort of thesis paper?
Actually, yeah, we did a thesis, and we had to do, I had to arrange a concert.
Wow.
Yeah. We call them recitals.
Wow, what was that like?
Well, it was good. You know, it was. I actually traced the lineage of spirituals all the way up until today. So I traced the lineage of Negro spirituals, and I came up with various arrangements, you know, from the late 1800s to like the 1920s.
Oh, so that's quite a ways back.
Yes, it is.
Well, how about on your song In His Presence? How was that one come apart? How did you put that one together?
Well, In His Presence is a song that I wrote, and it's featuring actually one of the Clark sisters during the Clark Hole. It was something that I wanted to intertwine the human voice with the trumpet. And because the human voice is actually one of the first musical instruments, so I wanted to kind of combine them both, you know, together. So that's kind of how we came up with In His Presence from a musical
perspective. Oh, we just happen to have that track right now for our Blog Talk listeners out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Here it is. You're on the Dr. Geo Show, Block Talk Radio, with Sarita Thompson. Sarita Thompson. Here on
yes.
Quite a bit of applause there.
Yes, yes. Actually, we recorded that live in Chicago.
Where was that at?
We recorded it live in Chicago.
Chicago? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow. How beautiful. What a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you. It was actually one of my favorites.
Yeah. And you, like you said, the trumpet is like the vocal.
Mm-hmm. Because it emulates the voice.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
In his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Are a lot of the songs you do like faith and God inspired?
Well, I really, most of the songs I do are kind of faith, inspirational to, because
yes.
My message is really to just inspire people. You know,
yeah.
I'm all about inspiration. I love to inspire. That is who I am. I think that, you know, we as people are having tough times as it is. And if
yes,
I can
sure
just,
are.
Yeah, yes. If I can just help to inspire someone to know that they can make it and that they can keep going and that, and in spite of all of the odds, that they are a winner and that they are who they are destined to be and to go after their dreams and don't let anyone paralyze you. That's what I'm here. And I just use my trumpet as a vehicle.
It's a beautiful message. You can help a lot. You can reach a lot of people, especially now, you know, with social media and everything.
Yeah.
In a positive way.
Absolutely.
Your music. How can people get your music?
All over the internet. Yes, ma'am. They can go to my website, trumpetlady.com. They can go to Amazon, iTunes, and just type in Sarita Trumpet Lady Thompson or Sarita Thompson Trumpet Lady. And I'm very easy to find. That's how they can get my music. And on all social media, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I am Trumpet Lady, the trumpet lady.
What other instruments can you play?
I play the piano. I also play the baritone, and I play the drums and the upright bass.
Oh, and drums too.
Mhm.
Wow. Do you have any songs where you are able, like all the instruments are combined?
No, because I kind of want the folks, since the trumpet is my principal. So
yes.
I really focused on I'm playing the trumpet on this one.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Do you have any other people that you looked up to in music?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Hezekiah Walker, Wynton Marsalis, Terrence Blanchard, and my mom. My mom was really great inspiration.
Oh, so she kind of wanted you to get into the music. She's seen that you have talent and, you know, felt that music is the great avenue for you.
Absolutely.
Mothers know best.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Definitely. Yeah, well, I had the opportunity to see Aretha Franklin a couple years back.
Oh, wow. How was that?
Beautiful, wonderful. One of my favorite concerts.
Yeah, because she's in the Detroit area. Yeah,
yeah. She's like a musical icon here. And she was at the Motor City Casino at the Soundboard. It's a very popular venue.
Mm-hmm.
Not
she's
too big.
A living legend.
Yeah. So I'd love to see you there. Someday.
Yeah, well, I love to be there. When I be there, I'm going to ring you up.
All right, that sounds good. Hey, I have another one of your tracks, and you kind of mentioned it earlier, Winner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, Winner is actually the name of the actual record, Winner. It is the name. Here again, my message is about I want to inspire, and I want to let everyone know that whenever you're down, let them know that they can win. And when you become a winner, you have to live like you're a winner. You have to think like you're a winner. You have to say, I can win. No matter what happens, I can win. I can do this. And you have to know on the inside of you that you are a winner. So I can, I will win.
I love that.
I am a winner.
That's something I think people should play every day.
Yes.
You know, especially if they really are down in the dumps.
Yes.
Play that song every day.
Yes. And it's a great, it's actually a testament to who I am as well.
Love it. Well, here it is here on the Dr. Geo Show, Block Talk Radio with Sarita. She's a winner.
You can't give up now. Got to keep the faith and trust and believe. Gonna make a way for you, I know. Cause you're a winner too. Gotta keep pressing on. Don't throw in the towel. When times get rough, you can't give up now. Gotta keep the faith and trust and believe. Gonna make a way for you, I know.
Thompson here on the Block Talk Radio, Dr. Geo Show. Can't give up now.
No, you can't. Or never.
No. And I'm not throwing in the towel.
No, and I'm not going to let you.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. I love a positive message.
Yeah, and I think that we really need positive messages nowadays.
We definitely need that more in music.
Yes, absolutely.
Who else is on that track with you?
I have Hezekiah Walker's Love Fellowship Praise Team is on there, which is on Changes on the Way. And Dorinda Clark Cole is on the In His Presence song.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
was that one recorded live also, or was
yes.
that in the studio?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that one, we did it half and half. We did it half studio and half live.
Oh, I see. I'd love to see that one live. I'm sure
yeah,
the crowd.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I'm sure everybody's moving and dancing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It had me going, that's for sure.
Oh, that's good.
So, what's on the agenda now for the rest of the summer?
Well, I'm still in the middle of a tour. So I'm going to keep touring and keep touring for my release date. My release date is August 26th, and hopefully I'll be going to have that, and then I'm going to record a Christmas single over the summertime.
Oh. You're presently working on that right now, the Christmas one?
Yeah, the Christmas single. Yeah, probably during the month of August I'll record it.
Oh, well, we'd love to have you back when that's completed. We'd love to have you back and feature maybe some Christmas music, too.
Oh, yeah, and I'd love to come back.
Yeah, and you can tell us a little bit about how you put that song together.
That would be great, yes.
Yeah, and then the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we love it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And, of course, everyone can get your music is available
mm-hmm.
All over iTunes also, right? Correct?
Mm-hmm. iTunes, you can go to SoundCloud, you can go to Google Play, you can go to Amazon. It's pretty much all over.
Okay. Sounds great. Anything else you wanted to tell the listeners?
I just wanted to tell the listeners, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for following me on social media. Just know that I see every tweet, every comment, and I appreciate you.
Oh, you're also on Twitter?
Yes, Trumpet Lady.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to follow you on Twitter. Is that what you
prefer?
You prefer Twitter over the other one?
I like all of them.
You like them all?
Mm-hmm.
They're all, all are a little bit different in
mm-hmm.
their own way. But, when you get tired of doing one social media, it's nice to switch to a different one.
Right, exactly.
So they're all kind of fun, get your message out there. That's the main
mm-hmm.
thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're so on Facebook, too?
Yep, Facebook, Sarita Trumpet Lady Thompson.
Okay. Yeah, would love that for the listeners out there.
Yes.
Then you is it a like page or a friend request?
Like page.
Like page, okay.
Yes.
And also follow you on Twitter. We're on the Blog Talk Radio Show. We'll close
that
out again
good.
With it for everybody listening. Thanks so much for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Sarita Thompson.
Thank you for having me.
Forward to having you back again.
Sounds good.
Church Medley.